What's it like over at the City Hall, and more importantly, some of the other offices where Ronnie's made an impact?
Well, it's certainly solemn here, but in the offices where he worked, you can only imagine. It's a sad day for us. But knowing Ronnie, we're trying to move forward and move on and continue his legacy.
As I understand, since 1995 in the position that he's the only person that's been the director.
That is correct. He started out in 1995 as the Youth Services Coordinator, and then in 2002 took on even more responsibilities and duties as he became the Youth and Neighborhood Services Coordinator. The position was created back in 1995, actually before I joined the city. And I think Ronnie and I went through interviews at about the same time, and he was actually hired or offered a position before me. I beat him to the job by a couple months because he had to finish up his work at BISD. But as I was told, the position that was created back in 1995 was to really try to reach out to youth at risk. And when I came on board, I was told that they had hired the perfect individual to do that. And Ronnie, he did more than live up to that standard. There were high hopes for that position, and Ronnie didn't just meet them, he blew them away.
And talk about what the office was about initially and how he made it his own.
Sure. You know, initially there were youth at risk was a real focus back in the mid to early 90s. And as gangs became sort of a buzzword, not really so much of a problem maybe, but certainly a buzzword, it was something that we wanted to get out of ahead of as a city. And Ronnie came in and worked with a number of different entities, the school district, nonprofits, the police department, and others to address the youth at risk issue. He was very actively involved in a number of different programs, and some of those that, you know, were kind of behind the scenes, but he wanted to make sure that every child had an opportunity to be successful. And if there was a problem somewhere, he would try to find a fix or try to find a solution to that problem. He continued to be involved in a number of different programs, including the Horizon Scholarships and Shadow programs that he brought to the City of Bryan, a host, back-to-school programs, Big Brother, Big Sisters, Gear Up, just a number of different programs that had his fingerprints, not just slightly or a little bit here and there, but he was all over them.
Certainly made a difference.
That he did. Kids of all ages. As I would walk around with him, you'd know that the younger kids simply adored him, and the older kids that he had touched in some way, they had a tremendous, and I do mean a tremendous amount of respect for him. He seemed to be able to touch kids in a way that a lot of folks couldn't, and that's a special and unique trait, characteristic that few people have, and he was blessed with that. But it extended beyond just youth, Bill. He also worked closely with other folks, seniors. He was involved in some senior programs. He was involved in parenting and fathering programs, family programs, some of those through the National League of Cities, where he made a real stamp and became known for his ability to get some grants that we were able to use through the youth education and families process with the National League of Cities. He was also involved in financial stability programs. He was instrumental in the Bank on Brazos program, Bank on Brazos Valley program that a council member had went off and said, you know, we need to help out those folks that are struggling financially. He was involved in predatory lending programs, making sure that folks were not being taken advantage of. So there were a lot of things that he did there, but that extended into neighborhoods. I mentioned in 2002 his title changed, and he became the person that implemented our Neighborhood Association Partnership Program. And that went from really zero neighborhoods that were associated or formalized to where we've had as many as 42 active neighborhood associations. We right now have 40 that we work closely with, and that's because of Ronnie Jackson.
There are certainly a lot of people out there who can really work well with a specific demographic, but you've just covered from birth to the grave, I guess.
Yes, he was compassionate about the community, and the community meant everyone. I mentioned from birth to the grave, but organizations like Family Solutions and Project Unity and MHMR, And those are diverse groups, and they reach all sorts of folks, and that's what Ronnie did. You sometimes wonder when he slept. He was one of those city employees that he was compassionate and passionate about his job, but then he spent nights and weekends doing all these other things too. And at the same time, he had a family that loved him and adored him too, and he made sure that he took care of them and spent time, quality time with them.
So how does the city go on?
That's a good question. I think right now we pause, we evaluate where we are, we remember Ronnie, and then we determine how we move forward. He has left us in a great position when it comes to youth and neighborhoods and seniors and helping out those that are financially a little bit unstable. So he's left us in a very good position. We need to run with that and continue that legacy of community and quality of life that he was so fond of and so compassionate about.
Quite a foundation when you consider he's affected two, maybe three generations since he's taken over.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that he has. His 18 years with the city is one thing, but he's been involved in this community for a lot longer than that. And he's touched so many lives, so many hearts, and sometimes behind the scenes where people don't even know, because that's how he was. He was more of a behind the scenes, get it done sort of individual that you may not have known that he was actually touching your life or helping the community.
Have I missed anything?
He's done so much that we're not going to cover it all, but hopefully we've hit the real highlights for him because you know he was just so instrumental in this community for such a long time that you want to make sure we do it right.
Sort of a Johnny Appleseed type of person. He's literally broadcast the seeds out there, and now he has plenty of people to be able to pick up in his footsteps.
Well, and that's the fascinating thing. He had a position where he was a department of one. And so in order for him to be successful in the programs that he wanted to implement, as well as those that were important to this city and the community, he had to reach out and work with folks that he couldn't direct. He had an ability to get buy-in and support in a way that's probably almost unparalleled in most organizations. I mentioned before he worked for the police department. Well, they were more than willing to reach out and help Ronnie. All he had to do was ask. But there were also all the other associations, Family Solutions, Project Unity, MHMR. He sometimes put them all together and was able to accomplish so much more because of the relationships and the networking that he had accomplished over the years. And for somebody to come in and be able to duplicate that feat, I'm not sure it's possible, frankly.